El Pescatore is open again, so we may have to sterilize your hands. We may have to take your phone number. We may have to distance you, but now you can go and sit on the deck again.
We don't need to do that anymore, Trevor. There's no more social distancing. We are all lekker and good to go on the afternoon show with our friends from El Pescatore. And hey, listen to that healthy cough. Whatever. That's a very bad cough. What happened to the good one you used to have? Nicole and Trevor from El Pescatore are back. And I promised you at the top of the show that I was going to be introducing some very interesting people today. And among the most interesting I know are those that ply their trade at El Pescatore. Trevor and Nicole created a legend. How many years ago did you start?
35 now? Years.
See, 35 years in the restaurant trade. That is absolutely phenomenal, because it's a trade that notoriously, unless you're really good, unless you're really passionate, you burn out so fast. It's just not true. But 35 years on, and Trevor is still very much considered to be, well, I think honorary mayor of Bolito, probably.
Thank you.
And now you've got Nicole in the shop. You've raised her well. They're related by virtue of the fact that Trevor is Nicole's papa. And now we've got the family business going strong. So that's great, because I think any kind of restaurant small enough to be intimate, big enough to cater for, you know, the serious players. But if it's a family concern, it's special. Always special.
It really has been, hasn't it? It's
actually, and of course, my wife has been running the behind the scenes for 35 years.
Well, that's, look, behind every
successful.
You can say that. But it's true, actually. It's absolutely true. Unless you're well supported, it makes life very, very difficult. But luckily you are, and we are all together here today, because on a Friday, depending on the mood, I know that you have, when I was away and my son Mike was standing in for me, you guys had a marvelous party with cocktails.
Yeah.
And I was listening to that thinking, why wasn't I on duty that particular show?
But
I'm glad today we are doing not the cocktail thing, but the red wine, because for me, one of the pleasures in life, and there are, let's face it, Trevor, you get to a certain point where a lot of the pleasures that you used to enjoy, you can't anymore, because you can't run fast enough.
That's true.
I'm getting away from it. But things like red wine, a good wine. Oh man, for me, that is. It's one of the pleasures that seems to get better as time goes by. I mean, the wine gets better, but the experience of drinking it equally gets better. If it's good. Now, you've poured me a little shot like that, and I kept my eyes closed while you hid the bottle from me until, because you said, take it. Now, no names, no patrol, but you know, recently on the show, I had to sample a concoction that had a peculiar brand name, no names, no pactrel, but it's very difficult when you're on air and you take a slug that actually almost paralyzes you, knocks your head off, and then you've got to come back with a, that tastes very nice.
But you won't have that with wine today,
So let's hear about it. You've selected a really fine red.
I have, the last time we spoke, you mentioned to me that you're a red wine drinker, and I promised you I'd bring you something very special. Now, this to me is my all-time favorite red blend. It's a wine called Seriously Old Dirt. It's made by an estate called winery called Villefonte. Mike Radcliffe owns it. He is a hoot and a half, I tell you. If you want a really good personality on air, he's just incredible. And I've worked with him.
Bring him one day.
I'd love to.
But don't they live a long way away?
Well, Cape Town's not too far. It's a two-hour flight, Dave. We'll get him down one day.
I see you in Cape Town.
but we always have these wine weeks where they come in, and that's when we can bring him in,
And they've, working with... if I've ever worked with a man or person who can sell ice to Eskimos, this man is the man. However, this wine itself needs no selling. It stands up on its own. It's, as I mentioned, it's called Seriously Old Dirt. It's by an estate called, or a winery called Villafonte. This particular vintage is a 2021, and it's a beautiful blend. So, if I hope I get this right, it's Cabernet, Cab Franc, Merlot, and Malbec.
Oh.
That is the blend. And the name has got a really lovely story behind it. So Villafonte will be mostly known for the two other wines that they make, which is the Series M and the Series C. One is Cabernet based and the other one is Merlot based. The Series C Old Dirt is a, in my opinion, we mentioned the word last time, quaffable, my favorite word. Super quaffable wine, medium bodied. But it's got lovely spice that holds up, you know, against the fruit, which is plums and blackberries and raspberries and strawberries. And it's exceptionally smooth. It's this wine for me, and this is why I'm bringing it to you, because this wine to me is has a very clear signature in all my memorable moments in my life. This is, if I'm going to drink a red wine, because I usually drink whites or rosés, when I drink red, this is the wine that I drink because it creates special memories for me. It's a signature in my life for good times have.
It really is an exceptionally easy drinking.
It's so smooth, red, isn't red
wine.
It?
Yeah.
For a serious wine, it is so easy to drink. A serious wine doesn't have to be overly bodied. And
tell us about the name. Where did they get the name from?
Seriously Old Dirt. So, did you know that in South Africa we have some of the oldest dirt in the world, for lack of a better word? It's
they're mostly in politics, I think.
Yes. So this particular winery, as I mentioned to you, they take from different parts of the Cape, and the soils are hundreds of years old. Generally in this sort of region, I hope I get these numbers right, between 650 and 1,000 years old, the actual soil itself. And the wine is, you know, the vine itself is made from three main elements: water, sunlight, and soil. So your soil is a key factor in the
taste, isn't it?
In the taste, because the taste starts in the vineyard. Wow. You know, a wonderful winemaker. But the Seriously Old Dirt is based on if you go onto their website, which is really lovely literature, but they discuss all about the dirt itself and why it's so intricate.
It's
in the
funny
pot.
that in South Africa, dirt is a like, it's a horrible word because it refers to Americans
soil,
call
soil
dirt, and to them that's natural, but for us it's more soil, I think.
Soil.
Yeah. But soil is the thing. But then it's also got negative connotation, I suppose. Yeah. So it just depends on your sensitivity. But I get you, and I understand where the name's coming from. And the wine is gorgeous. Now, do you have this in the cellar at
Albus? We do, very proudly.
This is all the new stuff that Nicole brought in, and it's... Yeah.
Because I can tell you what, to spend an early evening when you can still see the dying embers of the day, and particularly now with the moon being as big as it is and as bright,
yes,
when that pops up over the ocean and it cuts that silver path of light right the way, or virtually to the restaurant, from the horizon.
Mm.
And if you were drinking a bottle of this, I think that would be the closest to heaven that some of us will ever get.
Life-changing.
I couldn't agree more. And you know what? You've actually hit a nail on the head. One thing I like about this, although, as I said, it's a serious wine, it's a beautiful food-pairing wine, this is an everyday drinking-styled wine. It's so easy to drink. The smoothness of it is, you know, come to El Pescatore, as you said, and that sort of is the word twilight, that what, moment.
What,
in,
would
in,
you, what would you eat with this wine?
Oh, definitely our steak dishes. For me personally, a fillet, a beautiful fillet, even with a slight creamy sauce.
Oh, I imagine if it's paired correctly, it would be even more sensational.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Bring out all the other, the hidden gems that lie buried just beneath that ancient dirt.
Yes.
See, I learn a lot on this show. You know these guys are clever.
Yeah, it's something else.
Well, so, yeah, I think whether you want a beautiful bottle of red wine and you just want to sit back like yourself that wants to, you said you love drinking red wine, want to sit and overview the beautiful ocean.
Well, I'm just
moment.
Thinking, you know, the combination, your location on the beach as you are, but elevated somewhat, so you get this spectacular view of the sea. And the deck is next level, and the service, of course, next level, and the ambiance is magnificent. And to have all of that rolled into the experience of drinking a really super wine, but please tell me that it's not like 10 million rand a bottle, because then
no.
I, you know,
No, it's not.
You don't have to tell me the price, but you can whisper gently for anyone that's listening.
So what I will say is that it's for a more serious styled wine, I think it's exceptionally well priced. It is higher than an everyday sort of drinking wine like your Porcupine Ridges and things like that. But it's value for money beyond what I have words for, really. Yeah. I would double the price of this wine quite happily and still drink a bottle.
Okay. Mm. Well, I know that there are restaurants in maybe not in town. Yeah.
I know where you're going with this one, but it's not us.
That would happily double the price.
And what's nice is also because this is a higher level of wine, we haven't done our markups very high on these wines either, because we want customers to enjoy a higher quality wine for a really great price.
The top tip now, yes, because the name is the key to this experience. Give it to us again, one more time, with love.
Seriously Old Dirt by Villefontaine.
There you go. Now, how do you remember it? With a mnemonic, S-O-D. That'll, no. Seriously Old Dirt, sod. Yes, no, you can't say that on the radio. You can. It's a wonderful to be introduced to a super wine on the cusp of a weekend, because now we've got something to look forward to for the weekend. And if you'd really, you know, to get the full value of the experience, strongly recommend that you pop down to Al Pescatore this weekend. Go tonight, go tomorrow, go Sunday. You open on Sundays as well.
Yes, of course. Monday, every day.
So there it is. 7 days a week, 7 evenings of joy and pleasure. A seriously old dirt.
I'd be embarrassed
coming to a restaurant asking.
Think of me. Seriously old dirt.
Seriously old dude. There we go. But that's it. That's the wine, the top tip for the week, and only one place to drink it at, Al Pescatore. Otherwise, it'll taste good, but not quite the same as what we've been talking about. My very special guest on a Friday afternoon, the Al Pescatore team. It's Trevor, it's Nicole, and this wonderful bottle of wine, Seriously Old Dirt. You got it on the afternoon show. Guys, blessings. Have a marvelous weekend.
Thank you for
popping in and filling my day with joy, as you do.
Joy in a bottle, for sure, but also
your lovely company. And we'll catch up again very soon.
Yes.
Look forward to that. You're on the afternoon show, and here is Jessica Lynn.